This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 230.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Do you feel like you're not making enough money in your business? If the answer is yes, you're going to love this episode because I'm going to be talking about the reasons you're not making enough money and giving you some practical strategies to turn things around. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to let you know about an opportunity that I've got coming up for you in 2018. So this year, I'm going to be working with a small group of business owners who really want to boost their income this year. So I'm delivering this in the form of a mastermind group, and it's got two levels. So the first level, Rising Talent, is for those of you who are looking to reach 50K in your business. And by that, I mean 50K's worth of revenue in your business this year. Then I've got my Top Talent group, and that's for those of you who are looking to hit six figures this year. So if you join either of these programs, you'll get to work with me really quite closely. I'll be guiding you along with the other members of the group on how to get to those sort of figures, what kind of activities you need to be doing in your business, and holding you accountable. If you are working with me in the Top Talent group, then you'll get to work with me one-to-one as well as some one-to-one coaching there. And also you'll be able to take advantage of my media matching service, which means that we will scan the media for you for any relevant PR opportunities for you in newspapers, magazines, radio and TV, and we'll put you forward for anything that's relevant and also coach you on how to deal with journalists. So if that sounds of interest, I've put a link to the sales page in the show notes. But if you're ready to go, we're starting on March the 5th, 2018. So if you're ready to go and you have the budget to go as well, then I'd love to get on a call with you to find out a little bit more about you and your business and whether you'd be a good fit for the program, whether we'd be a good fit for each other. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. Happy to answer any questions that you've got. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing six reasons why you're not making enough money in your business and offering some practical solutions that you can use to turn things around. So number one is undercharging. If you're not making enough money in your business, there's a good chance that you're not charging enough for your products or services. Now, the quickest way to remedy this is actually just to put your prices up. You can start by raising your prices with your existing customers or clients. If people like working with you and they like your products or services, they can generally take a modest price increase. And most people can't be bothered to go and look for an alternative. So if you have a good relationship, if they already like and know and trust you, then generally you can put your fees up. And as long as you give people notice, so maybe you email or call, maybe say, I'm going to be putting my prices up next month or next quarter, then if they do have any issues with that, they've got plenty of time to raise them with you. Number two, under promotion. If you're doing business online, the industry standard for conversions, and by that I mean converting leads into sales, is about 1-2%. So this means that for every 100 people that you make an offer to, only one or two are going to say yes to you. So this means you need to ask a lot of people and you need to hear a lot of no's if you want to make any sales at all. So this generally means sending out more emails, having more sales conversations, making more social media posts than you feel comfortable with. You need to have a lot of sales conversations if you want to make any sales at all. Number three, sales shame. So many business owners I speak to tell me that they don't want to promote their products or services because they don't want to appear pushy. But as a business owner, remember, you're not actually simply selling a product or service. You're solving a problem for your customers. So just to put this into context, I'm going to talk for a minute about my media diary. So my media diary is an A4 desk diary. It's full of awareness days and key dates that you can use to plan out your media content for the coming year. So for your social media, for your email marketing, for your blog if you have one, and also for any press coverage that you might want to go after. So I think that my media diary solves two main problems. So the first one is it simply helps people who just can't think of ideas. So you know when you get stuck for ideas for a blog or email marketing or social media, you just can't think of anything. My diary acts as a prompt and it puts you in that position where even if you're feeling uncreative, you can't think of anything at all, it will give you an idea or give you something to start with. But I think the second way that my diary really solves problems is It helps people to get organized, to plan ahead, and it gives them accountability. So one of the most common things that I hear from small business owners is, I started to blog and then I didn't stick at it, or I started to post on social media regularly, but then I got busy and I put it down again. Having a diary like mine that you can use, which helps you plan it all out in advance and gives you ideas that you can use, is going to help you to stay consistent. It's going to help you to get organized and really stay on task. So I see my diary. I mean, it's very beautiful looking, my diary. And, you know, it's a really kind of nice product to have. But I see it as solving those key problems. So it helps people who are stuck for ideas, but it also helps people to get organized and get consistent. Now, if you have a high-end or a luxury product, you might be thinking now, I don't really think that my product or service solves a problem, but it really, really does. Now, however frivolous you might think the reasons are that people buy your product or buy your service, it doesn't mean that you're not solving a problem. So just to give you an example, November 2017, I spoke at the Youpreneur Summit in London, really big speaking gig for me. I was on a big international stage with some really kind of big names like John Le Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, like Pat Flynn from the Smart Passive Income, Amy Schmittau, the big video marketing expert. And I was going to be speaking on this big stage. It was my biggest speaking gig yet, 350 people in the audience. And I wanted to feel good. And for me, feeling good is also about looking good. I wanted to make sure that my hair was blow dried nicely. I wanted to make sure that I was wearing something nice that I felt good in, that fitted me really well. So I did two things. The first thing was that I booked a blow dry at Tony and Guy, just down from where the venue was. It cost me about £40-45 to have this blow dry, which you might think is quite extravagant, but getting up on that stage, having my hair done, and it was, you know, that's expensive for London, with my hair feeling good, that just made me feel a lot better. It made me feel a lot more confident. I also bought a dress from Ted Baker to wear to that event. Some of you may have seen me talking about this dress on social media, because I used it quite a lot in my social media marketing ahead of the event. This dress cost me £160. I didn't need to spend that kind of money on my dress. I could have gone to somewhere like Primark. If you're not from the UK, that's kind of like a low budget fashion store that we have here. And I could have maybe got a dress for less than £20. But I wanted to get up on that stage feeling and looking my absolute best in something that I felt good in and fitted me really well. And that's exactly what I did. So while it might sound frivolous to some of you, that dress and that blow dry, they solved my problem big time. So I was happy to spend money on them. And I think that often when we have high-end or luxury products or services, we kind of feel like how could that handbag be solving somebody's problem? How could that car be solving someone's problem? But people have all sorts of reasons why they buy products and services. I think some people buy nice bags, for example, just because they want to look good in front of their friends. Well, you know, that's not for you to judge. If you're solving that person's problem in that they want to look good in front of their friends and have a nice handbag, then you're still solving a problem. So please never feel like you're not doing that. So remember that you're solving problems for your customers and your clients. And I think if you can always keep that in your head, then when you're having sales conversations, you're not feeling like you're selling. You're just talking about this really amazing product or service that you've got that's going to help them. That's exactly how I feel when I'm talking about my diary. I'm just like, it's really beautiful. It will help you get organized. I mean, you're never stuck for ideas. I don't feel like I'm selling because I generally believe in my product and I believe it can help people. And I think a lot of the sales shame, a lot of the uncomfortableness, if that's a word that we feel about selling, often comes from the fact that we don't believe in our product or service. We don't believe we're solving problems. So I think there's a mind shift that you need to make on this one. So number four is no audience. So I speak to so many small business owners who are expecting to make hundreds, thousands even of sales online with just a few people in their email list, or maybe no email list at all. Now, just to give you a few examples, I've done a few consults in the last week or so with small business owners who are launching a new product. It's retailing about £22-25. And I say, okay, how many do you want to sell a month? And they say, I want to sell 400 or something like that. I say, okay, how many people have you got on your email list? 40. Now, if you remember that figure that I shared with you earlier in this episode, that 1-2% industry standard, then you can see that the figures don't add up. How are you going to sell 400 a month of something if you don't have hardly anybody in your audience, if you don't have anyone on your email list? So I'm just going to give you a couple more examples here that will help you understand how important it is to build your audience and how important it is to have an email list. So my media diary retailed about £36. Well, I say about £36. We did have a pre-order version, which was less, but I'm just going to talk about the headline price, which is £36. We worked out that if we wanted to make 50,000, so 50,000 worth of revenue on selling these diaries, we'd have to sell 1,667. Now, at a 1% conversion, that would mean we'd need to have 166,700 on our list. I don't have that many people on my list, and I'm sure you probably don't either. We also worked out that if we wanted to sell 100 grand's worth of diaries, then we would need to sell 3,334. And that would mean we need to have 333,400 on our email list for a 1% conversion. Now, as it happens, we actually converted at around 7% with my diary, which is really good. And a lot of people do convert better than the industry standard, but I think when you're first starting out and when you're first going into business or you're selling a new product or a new service, I think it's better to start with that 1-2% in your head, because then you'll be much more realistic. And if you do better, then absolutely great. But I don't think you should rely on doing better, particularly when you're starting out. And just to put that into context again, so my diary converted about 7% this year, but last year it was more like 3-4%. And that's because it was the first time I'd done it. People didn't really kind of know what it was. This time around in year two, a lot of people are buying for the second time, or they've seen it before or heard about it before or been recommended it by friends who had it last year. So of course it's going to convert better. So I think it's really, really important that you understand, particularly if you want to sell online, that figure, that 1-2%. So remember that for every 100 people you ask, and this is true of anything you're going to sell, probably only one or two people are going to say yes, which means you need to have a lot of people to ask, a lot of people to make offers to, and you need to be making offers regularly. And you need to accept that you're going to hear lots and lots of no's. And I think if nothing else, this really should bring home to you how important it is to build your email list. It leads me into another point. I think lots of business owners assume that it's easier to sell lots of low-priced products. So a lot of small business owners will come to me and they've got something that's kind of priced around the same as my diary. And they'll say, you know, I want to sell hundreds of these because that's easier than selling high-priced products. Actually, the reverse is true. It's much easier to find 10 people to pay you £400 than it is to make £4,000 from selling low-priced products. It really is. And often, I think small business owners, they start at the wrong end of their sales funnel. So actually, when you start your business, the easiest way to get people to buy from you is to start from people that you already know, or start with people that you already know or have already done business with, and they are much likely to buy at that higher price point. So just to give you an example here, so my online PR course, Soulful PR for Starters, which is due to launch again in a few weeks, when I first did that program, or what, you know, a version of what the program now selling now to hundreds of people, it was just for 10 or 12 people. And what I had to do was actually go out and find people who personally I thought wanted to learn how to get press coverage in newspapers, magazines, radio and TV. And I built a small group program. From that, I was able to get testimonials and feedback and kind of tweak the program so I knew that it worked. And really, that program has now turned into the online course that I've got, Soulful PR for Starters, which now I'm looking at selling to hundreds. But had I gone out with hardly any email list and no audience and tried to sell hundreds of that course, it just wouldn't have happened. It would have completely bombed. So what I needed to do was start by selling a version of that course as a high-end coaching product, test it out, get some testimonials, and then in the meantime, be building my audience, be building my email list. And now it's pretty much that program that I sell as my online course, but I wouldn't have been able to do that without having a decent audience. And I think the other thing to remember as well is, particularly when you're first starting out and you are more reliant on high-end products and services, is that you need to do more high-touch sales. So that means that you need to be sending more personal emails, having more personal conversations, maybe going out to networking dues and actually meeting people face-to-face. And I think the bigger your audience is, the less likely you have to do that. That's when you're going to be able to get into the automated email sequences and all of that. But you know, it's all very well having automated email sequences, and it's all very well, you know, getting going with MailChimp or Aweber or one of these email marketing softwares. But actually, if you've only got a few people in your audience, you're not going to have the impact that you could have. So really, really important to just think about how many people you need in your audience and get on with building that. Okay, so number five, product or services problem. If you're not making enough sales, there's a good chance that you're actually selling the wrong products or services to the wrong people. Or you might have the right products and services, but you're selling them to the wrong people. So let's say that you're trying to sell a high-end coaching program, but you're not getting much interest. There may actually be nothing wrong at all with your coaching program. You may be perfectly qualified to deliver that. It's just that there aren't enough people in your audience at the moment who have the budget or the need to buy that. So in that case, there's two choices for you. What you can either do is really focus on getting more high-end prospective customers into your funnel. So start to get more of those people into your community. Or you can look at who you do have in your audience or community at the moment and create something for them, or you can do both. Number six, not enough income streams. So I have at least 9 income streams in my business. I'm going to go through them for you now. So the first is my membership community. I also do coaching and consultancy. I've got online courses. I do live events. I've got speaking. I've got my media diary and also a small membership that goes with that, the Media Diary Owners Club. I've got books, I've got writing, I've got sponsorships, so I've got quite a few. And what it means is that if I do lose some customers, or if something isn't working out in my business, if something I launch doesn't work out quite right, or something kind of naturally comes to an end, it's not a disaster because I've got money coming in from other streams and I can also look to make more money from some of the streams that I've already got. When I'm talking to my clients who are struggling to make enough money, often what I find is that they've maybe only got one income stream or maybe at the top 2 or 3. So I think if you're looking to make more money in your business, then you need to be thinking about how you can develop more income streams in your business. So I hope you found that useful. As ever, I do love hearing from you. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. If you're interested in working with me to bring more money into your business, so to hit that 50K this year or hit that 100K, then do drop me a line and let me know where you are. Are you ready to go at the beginning of March? That's 2018 if you're listening in the future. And do you have the budget as well ready to go? And then perhaps we can set up a call. So I hope you found that useful, and I would love you to go over and subscribe to my new YouTube channel. So that's over at youtube.com/Janet Murray Soulful PR Community. So that's youtube.com/Janet Murray Soulful PR Community. I'd love to see you over there.